Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy, dedicated to protecting lands and waters throughout Indiana for over 50 years. I'm Michael Atwood. She wears a dress of bronzy green, draped round her light and airy. She lifts the loveliest face I've seen, brave, tender, blue-eyed Mary. Her eyes shine like the azure sky, her step light as a fairy, her face no crystal drift so white, dear, steadfast, blue-eyed Mary. Indiana native Jean Stratton Porter describing one of her favorite wildflowers, the blue-eyed Mary. This uniquely colored spring wildflower is so lovely, it's bound to be a favorite of many more Hoosiers. The blue-eyed Mary is a delicate winter annual. Its seeds shed in the summer and germinate in the fall. Seedlings begin to sprout just as autumn leaves drop. It then forms into small rosettes that overwinter, persisting despite the cold and ice. Then in the spring, seedlings begin to grow before trees leaf out, reaching heights of 8 to 12 inches. From early April through May, the blue-eyed Mary is in bloom. The flower of the blue-eyed Mary is less than an inch wide, but it's unmistakable. It boasts flared, bell-shaped petals with two white petals on top and two vivid blue ones on the bottom. The blue-eyed Mary is commonly found in open woodland areas near rivers and streams. Early spring walks at locations such as Schrader Weaver Woods in Fayette County and Clifty Falls State Park near Madison are great places to spot this fantastic spring flower.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana. More information about the spring blue-eyed Mary is available at nature.org/Indiana.